Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 414 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, an inch through the teeth. There was a cord on the left knee, about 2 inches below the knee. There were some superficial scratches on the left and right elbow. There was a cord around the neck, and this cord was embedded into the skin, and in my opinion, she died from strangulation. This cord, exhibit C for state, looks like the cord that was around her neck. There was swelling on the neck. In my opinion, the cord was put on before death. The wound on the back of the head seemed to have been made with a blunt-edged instrument and the blow from down upward. The scalp wound was made before death. It was calculated to produce unconsciousness. The black eye appeared to have been made by some soft instrument in that the skin was not broken. I think the scratches on the face were made after death. I examined the hymen. It was not intact. There was blood on the drawers. I discovered no violence to the parts. There was blood on the parts. I didn't know whether it was fresh blood or menstrual blood. The vagina was a little larger than the normal size of a girl of that age. It is my opinion that this enlargement of the vagina could have been produced by penetration immediately preceding death. She had a normal virgin uterus. She was not pregnant. I made no examination of the blood vessels of the uterus or womb. Cross-examination. The body looked as if it had been dragged through dirt and cinders. It is my impression that she was dragged face forward. If she had fallen on the corner of the floor that was sharp-edged, or the corner of an elevator shaft with an edge, it might have produced the wound. I do not know of the kind of instrument that produced the wound. There was no contusion on the inside of the skull, but the skull wasn't fractured. Neither the